Good to see each one here. And if there's anybody else that is joining, we can wait another minute, but I won't be long this morning, so.
Magandang umaga po sa lahat. At ang mensahe po natin ay hindi po mahaba. We magiging maiksi lamang po.
Okay. So before we begin, we'll pray and ask God's blessing upon our meeting. Father in heaven, we ask thy blessing upon us. We thank thee for thy goodness to us and sending your son to die on the cross for sinners. He did die. He was buried. He rose again and he's coming again. So we pray for thy blessing upon each one here. And we just ask thee that thou wouldst give us help and pray for any needs that are represented but not mentioned. We just commit them into thy hand. And I said, blessing on thy name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have two readings today. And my thought that I'm thinking about is that the fact is that the Lord is coming again.
Meron po tayong dalawang babasahin sa araw na ito at ang aming pong ang pinagbubulayan ay ang pagbabalik muli ng ating Panginoong Hesus.
So two readings. First one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Ang una po nating babasahin ay sa unang Thessalonica o 1 Thessalonians 4.
And verse 13 to the end of the chapter. In English, it reads, But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and he did, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Babasahin po natin sa verse 13, sabi po dito, Ngunit hindi namin ibig na kayo'y di makaalam, mga kapatid, tungkol sa nangatutulog upang kayo'y huwag mga lumbay na gaya ng mga iba na walang pag-asa. Verse 14 po, sapagkat kung tayo'y nagsisisampalatayang si Jesus ay namatay at nabuhay na maguli, ay gayon din naman ang nangatutulog kay Jesus ay dadalhin ng Diyos na kasama niya. Verse 15, sapagkat ito'y sinasabi namin sa inyo sa salita ng Panginoon na tayong nangabubuhay na nangatitira hanggang sa pagparito ng Panginoon ay hindi tayo mga uuna sa anumang paraan sa nangatutulog. Sapagkat, verse 16, ang Panginoon din ang bababang mula sa langit na may isang sigaw, may tinig ng arkanghel at may pakakak ng Diyos at ang nangamatay kay Kristo ay unang mga bubuhay na maguli. Verse 17, kung magkagayon, tayo'y nangabubuhay na ay aagawing kasama nila sa mga alapaap upang salubungin ang Panginoon sa hangin at sa ganito'y sa Panginoon tayo magpakailanman. Verse 18, kaya't mga galiwan kayo sa isa't isa ng mga salitang ito.
Okay, and another verse We'll read is Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13, just one verse here. Mark chapter 13 and verse number 32. It's good to look these verses up if you have a Bible there. Mark 13 and 32. In English it says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father."
Sa Tagalog po, sa Mark 13, verse 32, "Ngunit tungkol sa araw o sa oras na nayaon ay walang nakakaalam, kahit ang mga anghel sa langit, kahit ang anak, kundi ang ama."
And finally, our John chapter 14 and verse number 1 to number 3. John 14 and verse number 1. In English, it reads, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also."
Basahin po natin ang aklat ng Juan 14, verse 1 hanggang 3. Verse 1, "Huwag magalumihan ang iyong puso. Magsisampalataya kayo sa Diyos, magsisampalataya naman kayo sa akin. Sa bahay ng aking ama ay maraming tahanan. Kung di gayon ay sinasabi ko sana sa inyo, sapagkat ako'y paroroon upang ipaghanda ko kayo ng dakong kalalagyan." Verse 3, "At kung ako'y pumaroon at kayo'y maipaghanda ng kalalagyan, ay muling paririto ako at kayo'y tatanggapin. Tatanggapin ko sa aking sarili upang kung saan ako naroroon, kayo naman ay dumuon."
And so thank you so much for listening and for your speaking. So what we're reading about is that when the Lord Jesus comes again, he will come to the air, first of all, to take away those who are saved from this world.
Amin pong pagtutuunan pansin ngayon ay ang pagbabalik ng ating Panginoong Hesus. Siya po ay paparito sa alapaap. At what's the world, the last word?
It will take away all the Christians who are still out of the world.
At at kanya pong tatanggapin o isasama ang mga lahat ng Kristiyano mula sa mundo.
And so this is a beautiful hope that we have, an expectation we have before us as a Christian.
Ito po ay pinakamagandang pag-asa na ating hinihintay bago po dumating ating Panginoon, na ating hinihintay sa ating buhay, lahat po ng mga ligtas.
Anyone who has believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, but have died, they will be resurrected first.
Ang lahat po ng naniwala o naligtas o nasa kalagayan na po ng kaligtasan ay kukunin na yung mga unang namatay po, yung mga namatay o yung unang kukunin o dadalhin ng ating Panginoon.
Then those who are alive and remain, we will be caught up with them in the clouds and we will meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord.
At kung sino po yung mga ligtas na buhay pa, ay makakasama ang Panginoon at ang mga naligtas na namatay sa alapaap, at tayo po'y magiging kasama ng ating Panginoon kahit man siya pumunta.
In Mark chapter 13, we read that no one knows that time and no one knows the hour.
nabasa po natin sa Mark chapter 13, hindi po natin alam kung anong oras at hindi po natin alam kung kailan ito mangyayari.
And so we have a hope that goes even beyond the grave, that we will see those who have gone on before, who have gone to heaven.
May pag-asa po tayo na kahit yung mga namatay po na nailigtas ay makakasama din po natin sa kalangitan o sa langit.
But if you're not saved, if you've never been born again, if you do not know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, then this is not a hope for you.
Ngunit kung hindi nga po kayo ligtas at hindi niyo po kilala kung ano po ang kalagayan ng iyong sarili, ay hindi po ito para sa inyo.
In fact, after this, we read that the Lord will shut the door, and then many will try to go get in the door, but they will not be able to.
At kung babasahin po natin ang kabuuan ng ating mga binasa, ay nasasabi po doon na ang Panginoon po ay isasara niya ang pintuan patungo sa langit, at wala na pong makakapasok nito.
And so if the Lord came today, every Christian here on this Zoom call would be gone in an instant.
At kung sino man po, lahat po ng mga Kristiyano na kasama natin sa Zoom meeting o sa meeting na ito, ay mawawala. Bigla po silang mawawala kung darating po ang Panginoon sa araw na ito.
The Bible says he will come as a thief in the night.
At ang Biblia po, sinasabi niya siya po ay darating na gaya ng magnanakaw sa gabi.
And so the question is, are you ready for this big event in the world that will come next?
At ang tanong po ay, ikaw nga ba ay handa na sa darating na panahon na kung saan ang Panginoon ay darating na muli sa mundo?
And how do we ready for this day?
At kung paano pa tayo, paano po tayo magiging handa sa araw na yan?
The Bible says, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
At ang Biblia po, muli itong binabanggit ang verse na po ito sa John 3:16, na ang sino man, basahin ko po, "Sapagkat gayon na lamang ang pagsinta ng Diyos sa sanlibutan, na ibinigay niya ang kanyang bugtong na anak upang ang sino man sa kanya'y sumampalataya ay huwag mapahamak, kundi magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan."
And so if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you too would be ready for that day.
At kung yung pong po at kung yung pong ihahapilin ang pananampalataya o ang pagtitiwala nyo sa ating Panginoong Jesucristo, kayo din po ay makakasama sa araw na iyan.
The Lord Jesus has given his life so that you can have eternal life.
Ang Panginoong Jesucristo ay binigay po ang kanyang buhay upang kayo'y magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan.
All those who trust in him, he wants everybody to be in heaven with him.
At ang sino man po nang nagtiwala sa kanya ay nais niya pong makasama sa langit.
You can have eternal life even today if you are to put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ.
At kayo po ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan kung pagtitiwalaan niyo po ang iyong buhay sa kanya.
After his coming to the air, there will be a tremendous period of time in this world, the 7 years of great tribulation. And after that, he will come to the earth and he will rule For 1,000 years.
7 years?
7 years of at least 7 years.
Pagkatapos po ng pagdating niya sa alapaap, ay mayroon pong panahon na kung saan ito po ay 7 taon ng paghihirap na mararanasan ng mga tao na nasa mundo.
And this is our prayer that you would be ready for that day, because no one knows when the Lord Jesus could come again.
At ito po ay panalangin namin na kayo'y maging handa dahil sabi nga po, hindi po alam ng kahit sinong tao sa mundo ang kanyang muling pagbabalik.
And so that's my thoughts, is that the Lord is coming again. If you're not saved, please make sure and be ready. Seek the Lord while he may be found.
At ito po ang aming pinapanalangin sa inyo na kung kayo ay may pag-asa pa, inyo pong pagtuunan ng pansin ang paghahanap sa ating Panginoon. May panahon pa po upang siya'y inyong makasama o magkaroon ng kaligtasan. Ngayon na po ang panahon na iyon. Sabi nga po, inyo po siyang bigyan ng tuon kung saan ang panahon ay meron pang pag-asa.
Okay, with that, we will close in a word of prayer. Thank you for listening. Father in heaven, we're grateful for the Lord Jesus. He came from heaven into this world, and he died on a cross, and he made the payment that was required to bring us to heaven. He suffered the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And we thank thee for this. We ask thy blessing now upon each one here, and we acknowledge it is thy word, so we ask thee to speak in a way that that they will understand and their need and seek the Savior while it's before it's eternally too late. So we ask that blessing now upon us, and pray for any need that is represented. Again, we just leave it in thy hand. Thank thee that you're the one who's over all. So we ask that blessing. Thank you that God is mighty to save. So we ask that blessing in the name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.